بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه الغر الميامين، وبعد. يا رب اللهم ارحم ضعفاءنا ويسر أمورنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا. ربي عجز الطبيب فداونا، وفسد الزمان فنجنا، وضعفت حيلتنا فقونا. إلهي حملت نوحا على ذات ألواح ودسر يا ذا العزة والجبروت، ورددت يعقوب بصره بعدما ابيضت عيناه يا ذا الملك والملكوت، وجمعت بينه وبين ابنه يوسف قبل أن يموت، ونجيت موسى في التابوت، وحملت يونس في بطن الحوت، ونجيت الحبيب محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بخيوط العنكبوت. سبحانك سبحانك أنت الحي الذي لا يموت. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. وقال النبي صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وسلم: لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماصا وتروح بطانا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. Honorable scholars, respected ulama-i kiram, colleagues and friends, brothers and elders, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that once again Allah ta'ala gave us the tawfiq to sit in gathering like this, such a mubarak gathering like this. It comes in a hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَّا نَزَّلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةُ وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةُ وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَذَكَرَ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says regarding that gathering who sits in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they speak about the Quran, they teach the Quran, and they learn the Quran. Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, such gatherings, peace and tranquility descends upon them, and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enshrouds them, and the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers them. And Allah ta'ala speaks about this gathering highly in the midst of angels. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala gave us the tawfiq to sit in this gathering. Secondly, my respected brothers, this whole month of Ramadan came, we were fasting, alhamdulillah, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we led tarawih namaz. What is the maqsad of our doing this? The main purpose is that how can we come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we're going to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll realize and recognize who is our Allah. Allah ta'ala mentions the purpose of creating insan and jinnah in Surah Zariyat in the 27th part. Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have not created insan and jinnah but so that they can worship me. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala under the commentary of this ayat, he explains, أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ, that I have created insan and jinnah so that you can realize and recognize who is your Allah. Allah created you so that you can recognize who is Allah. Then who is Allah? Allah Ta'ala says, لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا مَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. The kingdom in the heavens only belongs to Allah. Kingdom on earth only belongs to Allah. And kingdom beneath the earth also belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah Luqman, the last verses of Surah Luqman, Allah Ta'ala mentions five things which is known in the hadith, Mafatihul Ghayb. Now those five things are, the first thing is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when Qiyamah is going to come. Number two, وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْبِ, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sends rain. People say that the world is going to come to an end 2003, from there they were saying, only Allah knows when Qiyamah is going to come. وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْبِ, and only Allah is the one who sends rain. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ, only Allah knows what is in the womb of the mother. Today's doctors, they'll tell you, it's a boy or girl. My Allah says that when that small child is in the womb of the mother, Allah Ta'ala sends an angel, and the angel writes four things. بِكَتْبِ رِزْقِهِ وَأَجَلِهِ وَعَمَلِهِ وَشَقِيٌّ أَوْ سَعِيدٌ. He writes four things. Allah Ta'ala says that I know every grain of rice he's gonna eat till the day he's gonna die. I know that also. I exactly know, is he gonna be a good person, is he gonna be a bad person? I exactly know from the time he's born till the time is when he's gonna die, who is he gonna meet, what is he gonna do, everything I know. Tell me if you know that. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا. No one knows what is he gonna earn tomorrow. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. And no one knows where is he gonna die. Now just think that وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. No one knows where is he gonna die. Imam Malik rahimahullah once saw in a dream, and he saw Malakul Maut in his dream. So he asked the Malakul Maut, كَمْ بَقِيَ مِنْ عُمْرِي. How many days or what period is left of my life? فَأَشَارَ الْمَلَكُ بِإِسْبَعِهِ الْخَمْسَةِ. So the Malakul Maut, looking towards Imam Malik rahimahullah, he indicates five. But he does not say what is the five. Is it 5 months, 5 years, five? What is the five? So when Imam Malik rahimahullah just sees that five, he wakes up and he's so scared, he's shocked, he's like, what is this five? أَهِيَ خَمْسُ سَنَوَاتِ خَمْسُ شُهُورٍ خَمْسَ أُسْبُوعٍ. What is this five? Is it 5 years, 5 months, 5 weeks? So he goes to Muhammad ibn Sirin rahimahullah, who was a great alim of his time. So he goes and he asks him that this is what I saw last night. So Muhammad ibn Sirin rahimahullah looks towards Imam Malik and he says, O Malik. He says, O Malik, إِنَّ الْمَلَكَ يُشِيرُ إِلَيْكَ أَنَّ سُؤَالَكَ مِنْ خَمْسِ الْغَيْبِ الَّذِي لَا يَعْلَمُهُمَّ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. That O Malik, that the angel of death was indicating towards you that your question is regarding those five things, that the knowledge of it, no one has it but Allah. You're asking when you're gonna die? The angel of death also don't know when is he gonna take someone's room. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge of this. So this is the maqsad, my respected brothers, the month of Ramadan came, so that we can realize who is Allah. Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. Allah Ta'ala says in the first line of the 12th parah, that وَمَا مِنْ دَانْفَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. That every creation on the planet earth, Allah says, I took the responsibility of his rizq. Once, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, Ya Allah, you say you feed your whole creation, I understand that, I acknowledge that, but Ya Allah, it's just like, you know, your creation is so vast, how do you feed everyone? He said, Oh Musa, don't you believe me, don't you have yaqeen? He said, No, Ya Allah, I accept it, but walakin liyatma'inna qalbi. Just to, you know, I just want to know. So Allah Ta'ala says, Alright Musa, you know, I'm going to tell you a place to go, and then you must see how I feed my creation. So Allah Ta'ala tells Musa al-Islam to go such and such place, and there's a big rock over there. Then Allah Ta'ala tells Musa al-Islam that you must hit this rock 3 times, and then you must see how I feed my creation. So then Musa al-Islam goes to that particular place, he takes his stick and he hits it for the first time. So the big rock, it's not broken totally, but a small crack came into it. Allah Ta'ala said, Oh Musa, hit it the second time. So Musa alayhi salam takes his stick and hits it the second time. Allah Ta'ala says, Oh Musa, hit it the third time. So when Musa alayhi salam hits it the third time, the rock breaks into 2 pieces, and at the bottom of the rock, Musa alayhi salam sees a small black ant. In the mouth of that ant is a small leaf. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Oh Musa, it's not over, put your ears there and listen to what this ant has to say. When Musa alayhi salam puts his ear, the ant is praising Allah. Subhana man yarani wa yasma'u kalami وَيَعْرِفُ مَكَانِي وَيَرْزُقُنِي وَلَا يَنْسَانِي. The end is saying, glory be to that Allah who is knowing, who knows exactly where I am. سُبْحَانَ مَنْ يَرَانِي. Glory be to Allah who exactly knows where I am. وَيَسْمَعُ كَلَامِي. Every sentence, every word, every letter, I say, my Allah is listening to me. وَيَعْرِفُ مَكَانِي وَيَرْزُقُنِي وَلَا يَنْسَانِي. Such a rock that wind cannot pass through, such a rock a drop of water cannot come through, still to my Allah is feeding and never forgot. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected brothers. But we forgot our Allah today, so sad. We speak about the worldly things, we forgot Allah. There's a saying in Arabic, Al-shay'u idha taqarrara taqarrara fil qalbi. When you keep on repeatedly speaking about something, the reality of that comes into our hearts. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Nahmatullahi mentions a beautiful story in Fadail-e Sadaqat. He says that there was one man in India. He was selling one cup of tea. Now those brothers who went India, Pakistan, they know, you know, by the railway station, they say, 2 rupees chai, 2 rupees chai. So there was this one youngster, his whole life from morning till evening, he was just 2 rupees chai, 2 rupees chai, 2 rupees chai, but only this, 2 rupees chai. Now suddenly one day he got very sick. He was very sick. So they took him to the hospital. Now the family members came and everyone sitting close to him. Now obviously when a person is like in his last moments, they say you should make talqeen of kalima. You should not force him to read the kalima. You should just go close to him and read the kalima. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Now at this time when everyone is reading kalima, this man is in his death bed and what is he saying? He's saying, do rupiah chai, do rupiah chai. He's leaving the world and he's still worried about do rupiah chai. Why? His whole life was spending do rupiah chai. So my respected brothers, you know they say you die how you live. So we should change our life. This is the month of Ramadan. I would just like to share a beautiful story with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this ni'mat of iman. We should look after it. They say the example of our iman is like a garden. You look after the garden, it will be mashallah green and lush and beautiful. You don't look after it, it will become like a bush. The same way iman, you look after your iman, your namaz, your roza, everything. Allah will keep you always strong. A beautiful story. Once Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah enters into a church. When he enters into the church, so the priest was giving bayan and there were thousands of people sitting in that gathering. So when Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah enters the gathering, the priest sees that a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered in my gathering. So he's silent now, he's quiet totally. So people started saying, why are you quiet? Why don't you speak? You are giving a lecture, bayan, suddenly you're quiet. He said, no, a Muhammadi has entered my gathering. A person who follows Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has entered my gathering. Then everyone, thousands of people were sitting, they started making noise. Who is this person? Come on, we want to kill you. But Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah never got up of his place. So then he said, all right, I know this man won't come out. I give a condition in front of him. I'll call him in front of everyone on the stage. I'll ask him some questions. If he answers the questions, I'll let him go. And if he don't answer them, I'll kill him. So then after a while, Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah, he's in front of everyone, he stands and he comes onto the stage. Now listen, look at the conversation between a Muslim and a Christian. So Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah is sitting in front of him. Now the priest says, listen, if you answer, you won. If you won't answer me, then we'll kill you. He says, all right, carry on. He says, all right, tell me that one thing which does not have two. So Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah looks at him and he says, Allah is one, there is no two to it. He says, all right, tell me those two things which does not have three to it. He looks at him and he says, day and night, there are two, there is no three to it. Then the Christian says, all right, tell me those three things which does not have four to it. He says, the chair of Allah, the kursi, the lawh and the qalam, the pen and the scrolls. Thus are three, there is no four to it. He says, all right, tell me those four things which does not have five to it. He says, Allah Ta'ala revealed four kitabs, Tawrat, Zabur, Injil and the Holy Quran, there is no five to it. He says, all right, tell me those five things which does not have six to it. He says that Allah Ta'ala has made fard compulsory five namaz, Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, on every Muslim, there is no six to it. He says, all right, tell me those six things which does not have seven to it. He says, Allah Ta'ala created the earths, the seven heavens, and whatever it contains in 6 days. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the opening verses of Surah Al-Sajda, Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-arda wa ma baynahuma fi sittati ayyam. Allah Ta'ala created everything in 6 days and there's no seven to it. He says, all right, tell me those seven things which does not have six to it. He says, Allah Ta'ala created the seven heavens and Allah spoke to it and there is no eight to it. He says, all right, tell me those eight things which does not have nine to it. He says, Allah Ta'ala mentions, we just read it tonight, وَيَحْمِلُ عَرُشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةً. On the day of Qiyamah, there are going to be eight angels who are going to hold the arsh of Allah and there is no nine to it. He says, all right, tell me those nine things which does not have ten to it. He says, Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Naml, وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْعَةُ رَهْطٍ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That Salih alayhi salam, there were nine tribes of Salih alayhi salam who used to cause corruption on land. So he said, this is the answer, that's it, it's nine, there is no ten to it. He said, all right, tell me those ten things which does not have 11 to it. He said that there are 10 days of Hajj, there is no 11 to it. He says, alright, tell me those 11 things which does not have 12 to it. He says, Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam had 11 brothers, there is no 12 to it. He says, alright, tell me those 12 things which does not have 13 to it. He says, Allah Ta'ala, when He created the heavens and earth, He stipulated 12 months and there is no 13 to it. Inna iddat ash-shuhuri 'inda Allah na 'ashara shahran fi kitabillah. Yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. Then he says, alright, tell me those 13 things which does not have 14 to it. He says, 11 stars, the sun and the moon prostrated in front of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in his dream. Allah Ta'ala says, إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ يَا بَتِ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبَ وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِسَاجِدِينَ. So there were 13, there is no 14 to it. He said, alright, tell me those 14 things which does not have 15 to it. He said, Allah created the 7 heavens and the 7 earths and there is no 15 to it. He said, alright, tell me about that spring, that water, that dam, that 3 different types of water comes out from there. It's one place, it's one spring, it's one chashma, but 3 different types of water comes. He says, let me tell you that one type of water comes out from his eyes, that's salty. One comes out from his mouth, that's sweet. The one comes out from his nose, that's a bit bitter. And all the 3 comes out from his head, that's your answer. He says, alright, tell me that non-living thing which breathes. He says, Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Kubirat, وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ. Allah Ta'ala takes an oath on the morning when it breathes. He said, alright, final question. There is not question, but what's ki tangdamani ka shikwa hai. He says, alright, tell me about that grave which moves with his body, which moves with the body. He says, that's a very easy answer. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was in the belly of the fish and the fish would move with Yunus alayhi salam. After questioning him, the whole majma, the whole gathering, everyone is shocked and perplexed. Everyone is like, what kind of a human being is he? What kind of knowledge he has? And everyone is silent and quiet, bilkul. Then he says, Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah looks at him and he says that, oh priest, you questioned me so many questions, I would just like to question you one question. So everyone is like, wow, what's the question going to be? He says, just tell me what is the key to Jannah? Just tell me give me one answer, what is the key to Jannah? So the priest puts his head down. Now everyone starts screaming, oh priest, you can't even answer him. You question him so many questions, he answered you. You can't even give him one answer. He says, no, I know the answer, but I can't answer. They go, you will have to. He says, if I'm going to answer, you won't accept it. He says, no, if you accept it, we'll also accept it. Then after a while, he lifts his head and he says that the key to Jannah is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. What a beautiful answer he gave. They also know that if you want to go to Jannah, if you have the certificate of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, you have this, you got the certificate, my brother, you don't have this, then you have to look for your abode in Jannah. So this is our maqsad of our life. And how can you renew our iman? We should have the yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh my Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, look at the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Sahaba radiallahu anhu had so much yaqeen in what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, that two rakats namaz was such that they could directly draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had so much yaqeen in namaz. Look at the yaqeen of Sahaba radiallahu anhu in namaz. There's a riwayat mentioned regarding Ali ibn Hajar rahimahullah. He says he was the commander of chief and they were going to make jihad and to Bahrain. So when they were going to make jihad, they came to a sea, an ocean. So they never had boats or any ships or something to travel in it. So then Ali ibn Hajar, he was the Amir, he gets off his horse, and after getting off his horse, everyone, the whole army is looking at him, what is he doing? He reads 2 rakats, nafal namaz, and he says, Ya Allah, we only came out over here for your pleasure. We have nothing to do with the worldly things. He just says this, he wipes his face, and then he tells the whole army, listen, my respected brothers, take your horses and run into the ocean. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was in the army. He says, فَسَمَّيْنَا وَاقْتَحَمْنَا فَعَبَرْنَا وَمَا بَلَّلَ الْمَاءُ أَسْفَلَ خِفَافِ إِبِلِنَا. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Wallah, we said, Bismillah, we took our horses and we ran into the ocean, and Wallah, the water of the ocean could not even wet the hooves of our horses. This is the yaqeen they had in the 2 rakats namaz. Now let's question ourselves, we read the whole tarawih, we read namaz, we fasted. How much yaqeen do we have in the wa'adas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Every day Mawlana Mufti Sahib, he reads after Fajr, he says, you read 10 times this, this is the reward you get. You read 15 times this is the reward you get. Just question ourselves. Because we don't have the yaqeen that Allah ta'ala can do. Look at the yaqeen of a young Sir Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah. Last story inshallah and then we'll conclude inshallah. Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah was a very great alim of his time. When he was a young boy, his mother would always have this concern and worry that how can my son become a strong mu'min? So every time when he used to come from the school, the mother would say that, listen son, I don't have food for you. If you want food, if you want to eat something, take a bath, read two rakats namaz and ask from Allah. That's it, I can't get any food for you. So every day the son would come, Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah would come, he would perform two rakats nafal namaz, take a bath, read two rakats namaz. Whilst he's eating namaz, his mother would come from the back and put lay out the whole dastarkhan over there. So whenever he finishes his namaz, he thinks, yes, today I did my two rakats nafal, so Allah give me food. Every day. This is the way the mother would treat his son, with her son. So once it happened that the mother, she went for shopping or something, and she could not reach up when the son was there. She never arrived yet. So now she was parishan and worried that today my son's yaqeen is going to break. Today my son is going to come to know that my mother was just playing around with me. It's not Allah who can do. So the mother was very concerned and worried. She was making dua. Now Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah comes to the house. He takes a bath. He reads two rakat namaz. The mother is not here yet. But when the mother comes and she opens the door, she sees that Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah is eating better food than every day. So she says, oh my son, where did you get this food from? So the son looks at the mother and said, oh my mom, is there a question to ask? That Allah who feed me every day, won't he feed me today? This is the answer he gave. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to whatever we've done in this Ramadan, maximum benefit we can take and bring the reality of it into our hearts and have the conviction that all the wa'adas of Allah and the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made, inshallah, we'll make up on it. Amal upon it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal, inshallah, wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.